This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Leif Pedersen, and Leif's book is called Backpacking with Dracula. There's a lot of remarkably German, like time warp towns as you travel around Romania. Can you explain why that happened?
Sure. Well, in the 13th century, in particular in the 12th century, Hungary had acquired Transylvania, and Transylvania was kind of just out there, the outer rim of the kingdom, and they wanted to lock it down. You know, there was incursions. The Mongols had been dipping in and out of there. So what Hungary did was they offered these lucrative land and other arrangements for people that would go and settle there and presumably, you know, build the economy, but also more importantly, defend the territory. And so the people that were sent there that were like officials that reported directly to the Hungarian crown, and these were the German Saxons. But interesting thing, they're not all Germans. They were from all over Europe, but they just collectively were known as German Saxons.
Okay, so the Hungarians who were controlling that region wanted to establish their reign there, and they imported hardworking, capable people from mostly from Saxony or Germany. Today, we can go there and find amazing German culture that seems to have been left behind in some ways. And what was fascinating to me was these fortified churches. Some of these little towns didn't have a castle, but they had ramparts around their churches. And these are, to this day, these are Lutheran churches with German-speaking congregations surrounded by amazing fortifications. There's a number of these, I believe, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, all over Transylvania, around the region of Sighișoara and central Transylvania.
You know, a couple months ago, I passed from Bulgaria to Romania, and we were in Bulgaria, and they've got a little bit of a challenged relationship, I think, Bulgaria and Romania. And with
yes.
Bulgarians made it sound like we're going to go into the uncivilized corner of that world. And we got into Romania, and it was like into the big time. It was more prosperous. The roads were better. Things seemed to work well. And I was pleasantly surprised by how well Romania is doing in that regard. One thing that really struck me is there's been a history of corruption, and today they are over the top on anti-corruption. And, you know, we tried to tip the guy at the car rental place. He wouldn't accept a tip. Everybody is talking about how half of the politicians are heading for prison, and the government seems to really be coming down hard on corruption.
Yeah, it's actually been a lot of fun to watch as someone who, you know, I can't claim that I was living it and suffering, but, you know, briefly as a resident there, you get a sense of what's going on around you. Like I had to buy a car at one point and that was a bureaucratic nightmare, just bribes galore just to get it licensed properly. So watching this from afar has been, I've really enjoyed it.